Let's talk about the Valencia Grand Prix. Mark Webber, again, I'm going to be talking about. It had a huge crash, you know, nearly 200 miles an hour. His car launched into the air upside down. It was a miraculous escape. The safety measures in these cars now are quite incredible, but nonetheless a worrying time.
Yeah, it's always the big problem. A Formula One car hitting the back of another car, it's going to get launched just because the rear tire is going to the leading car is going to throw the car in behind up in the air. It's always been an issue. The FIA have looked at trying to solve it, but they obviously haven't gotten top of that yet. You know, that's the same sort of accident that killed Villeneuve back in 1982, I think it was. The safety of the cars have improved immensely since then. Villeneuve, basically, his car broke into pieces. These new carbon cars, they're super strong. The driver now is much more protected because of the neck harness that holds his head basically to his shoulders. They've got the supports either side of the cockpit, so whenever the head hits the side of the cockpit, it's nice and soft.
Sure.
So the FIA have done an amazing job on safety, and you know, since Senna's death, there's been luckily no fatalities.
Did you realise when you were driving how dangerous the cars were? I mean, as you just mentioned, the difference in safety between now and when Senna sadly passed away is immense. When you were driving, did you realise how dangerous it was, or it was only later when it was pointed out to you?
You knew it was dangerous. You didn't know how dangerous it was. Like, I remember, like, I was racing Formula 3000, and we did a test at Oulton Park, which is an amazing circuit. But there was one corner you came up to at 180 miles an hour, 185 miles an hour, and it was a very sharp right-hand turn that you just took nearly flat. You just had a little lift and then back on it. And if you made a mistake, you went straight into that. There was a big earthen bank there. And Paul Warwick, Derek Warwick, the Formula 1 driver, his brother got killed at that corner. You know, I thought it was dangerous, but you can see now with the improvements in the cars, the improvements in the circuits, that, you know, we were really taking our life in our hands. And now it's great that it is safer. I think it's gone a little bit too far. I think the cars are super, super safe now. I think the circuits could be slightly less safe, so the cars and the drivers pay more of a price when they make a mistake. Yeah. I hate to see a driver make a mistake and come back on the track in front of the guy that was right behind him. For me, this, and we can't just say, okay, you've got to drop behind the guy because it's so fake. We've got to make them pay a price for screwing up.